And so, I invite you now to close your eyes if you have not already done so. Relax into your seat and just take that gentle, healing breath. Breathing in, holding it for a few seconds, and then releasing. And as you exhale, just let go of any thoughts, worries, fears, earthly challenges that might be anchoring you in only human consciousness. Let them disappear into the nothingness they really are. Just allow yourself to be fully present in this now sacred moment. No tasks, no to-do lists, just to be in the joy of your oneness with God. For surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. The presence of the Lord, the great I Am, is within you. You live and move and have your being in the divine, and the divine lives and moves within you. It only takes a moment at any time in our lives to turn to the truth of our being, our oneness. Jesus said, "I and the Father are one. Where I am, you may be also. Where I am in consciousness, you may also be." You can awaken and achieve the level of awareness where you know you are an individualized expression of the divine. You know the truth, and the truth will set you free. The great truth is that you are eternally one with God. God is spirit, and created in the image and likeness of the divine, you are spirit. All the powers of the indwelling Christ are your divine inheritance. You are one with the very mind of God. You are one with the love of God. One in the life, the wisdom, the peace, and the joy of God. You are the light of the world, and you are not here to hide your light, but to let it shine. You are on this earth to recognize, realize, and be the expression of God. As Charles Fillmore said, it is your mission to express all you can imagine God to be. This is the law. This is the law. The truth is within you. Claim it. Feel it. Experience it now for a few moments in the silence. And in these few moments, remember who you are. Remember your oneness. And now, our hearts full of gratitude, gratitude for all of our many blessings, but especially for the greatest of all gifts, the great gift of the eternal indwelling Christ. We behold the Christ in ourselves and all others. We let no earthly issues keep us from understanding that we are one with all life. We are revived, restored, and renewed by our oneness, and our lives are enriched throughout all eternity. And so it is, and so we joyously allow it to be in the name and through the power of the eternal Christ presence. We say amen and amen. And let us now end our time of prayer and meditation by joyously singing our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and leave us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the